This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Istanbul, Turkey, and the round six is about to start, and I have with me International Master Kenny Solomon. He is from South Africa, and we're going to ask him a few questions before the round. How's the tournament going for you so far, Kenny?
So far, so good. 3 out of 4. I rested on Saturday, and yesterday was the 3 day. And today I'll be playing against Pelletier from Switzerland. The first round we were up against Nigeria, and my team won. I played against Adu, which my game I won, I think, quite easily, even though it was a long game. And the next round I was up against Zhang Zhong. Against Zhang Zhong, I wasn't too happy with the opening, and I didn't really understand the position entering into the middle game, because it's the first time I played the variation. And then I was approaching time trouble, and I think it affected my opponent more than it affected me. And I think my opponent somehow lost the thread and blundered. Or he misjudged the position, and his position just completely collapsed after a few moves, and I won. And then I was, the next round we were up against Turkey. Against Turkey we...
Which team was that?
Turkey, Istanbul.
Which they have three teams.
Ah, the first team.
Okay.
I was playing against Solak Dragon. I was white against Solak Dragon. Against Solak, surprised me by playing d6, the perk. I was, usually he plays very solidly, and by his first move I could understand that he was playing for a win with black pieces. And in that variation I really didn't have anything, I didn't have any powerful preparation or anything to cast doubts on the system that he played. And I have experience in a few games in this variation we played, and it was very drawish at some stage, but okay, he had the initiative, but it wasn't enough. And I think I made one inaccuracy in the game, and I was then I had to defend, and eventually I managed to draw. And my team lost 2.5, 1.5. Mabusele won his game, which was actually, it was a good result for South Africa actually, even though we lost. And then the next round we were up against, which was round four, we were up against Brazil, which is a very, very strong team, probably a stronger team than Turkey, I think. I was expecting to play Rafael Leito, but he didn't. Okay, I was paired against. He took a break, and I was playing against Vescovi. We played some Queens Indian, and he surprised me with sideline of Queen C8. As far as I can remember, all I remembered was I saw a game with Bishop G5. I played Bishop G5, and after then I also didn't understand the position.
Okay.
I think I mixed up the move order somehow, and actually it was equal, and then I went for a risky line by taking the pawn on c5, taking on d6, but I failed to evaluate the resulting positions accurately. And then I was defending and fighting for a draw. So I haven't got any opening advantage in the first half of the tournament, if I would sum it up.
Well, tell us this. You have left or moved away from South Africa. Tell us what you've been doing the last 4 years.
The last 4 years?
Since I saw you last in Dresden.
Yes.
What has happened since?
2008. And then 2009 I received sponsorship from a company in South Africa. It's called South African Bunkering and Trading. And since then I've been competing internationally. It's a big privilege, because it's always been a dream to compete against strong players, grandmasters, and to receive get exposure, to know what it's like to play against strong players. And I've been competing all of 2009, 2010, until now, 2011, 2012. All these years I've been competing with the support of South African Bankering and Trading. 2011, which is last year, I got married, and I have a daughter, and actually last year it was the first I managed to I succeeded in achieving my first Grandmaster norm in December 2011.
Do you think that change in life helped you?
I don't know. I think the GM norm was going to come sooner or later, and in my opinion, I think maybe I was, it helped definitely in I was probably playing with a lot of inspiration, and yeah, I think definitely, come to think about it, it helped in some way. Mm-hmm. There are pluses and minuses.
Yes.
So I was playing with some inspiration. I won't say with preparation. Of course, I've worked hard these past 4 years on my chess, but you also need inspiration. It's perspiration and inspiration.
What goals do you have? Do you have any upcoming tournaments and you're trying to compete for your other two GM norms?
Yes, at this tournament and at the Olympiad in Istanbul, I'm actually trying to make another GM norm, and hopefully I'll compete again in Padova, which is in December, in Italy, where I've last year achieved my first GM norm. So that's the next goal from that's the next next stage.
Well, we'll hope that South Africa does well in the last half of the tournament, and you tell Watu Kobeza I said hello.
I will sure do. Thanks.
Okay, this is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drama, and we're signing off.